You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the Sabbath series. I'm going to read Acts chapter 20, verses 6 through 13 to you. We're going to talk about the eighth place in the New Testament where Sunday is mentioned and go through that. For people that are confused that Sunday is somehow the Sabbath or the Lord's Day or the day we're supposed to worship God, worship His Son Jesus, this passage is often misused to support a Sunday worship service, but it doesn't support this. This was Paul's first meeting with a small group of believers in Troas. Let's start in verse 6. Here it says, "But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and in 5 days joined them at Troas, where we stayed 7 days." First, outside of Sunday being mentioned in the New Testament, I want to talk about this phrase, after the days of unleavened bread. This is a holy day. Passover and the days of unleavened bread, something that most Christians believe are ceremonial law and done away with. Here's an example of Paul, after Jesus' resurrection, keeping the holy days of God, all listed in Leviticus 23. Not Easter, not Christmas, not any of the pagan holidays. He's keeping God's holy days, all of His Sabbaths, in addition to the weekly seventh-day Saturday Sabbath. But continuing in verse 7 here, "Now on the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message till midnight." Okay. Here it is, eighth place, New Testament, Sunday's mentioned. It's not called the Lord's Day or the Sabbath, it's called the first day of the week. Why? Because it's a common day. 6 common days for man, 1 holy day for God every week. So, in addition, if we look at verses 7 and 8, it took place at night. They were having dinner. And then they had, Paul's there, I've done this, I've traveled many times. We gather together, a group of believers, and we get, you know, drive all day, get there, sit down, have something to eat, and then we have a message, a study, a discourse, back and forth, a teaching. This is what they were doing. Biblically, the day begins at sunset. We find that in Genesis 1, 5, and 8, Luke 23, 54, and on and on and on. Therefore, this place, this meeting took place on a Saturday night. You know, I don't know how to make it clear. Sunday is not a day of worship. Paul, that night, let's take a look here. I guess I'll try and get this in. It says, "There were many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered together, and in a window sat a certain young man named Eclesus who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome." Anyhow, he falls asleep, he falls down, and they think he's dead, and Paul, verse 10, fell on him, embracing him, said, "Do not trouble yourselves, for his life is in him, and he's resurrected." This, we're going to continue this tomorrow. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.